This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. It's Tech Talk time, an hour devoted to new technology, some old technology. So let's see. We have me to discuss old technology. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He can discuss old and new technology, and we'll give the honors of new technology to Victoria Keelan. So maybe we start with this new denim jacket that Google is putting together with Levi's. Richie, this would be cool on you.
Oh, yeah?
This is
give me the John Cougar look.
Right. It's supposed to be for urban cyclers. And I don't understand why. I would think that they'd want to have me wear it on the farm. Why not?
Well, it would be perfect. I mean, I don't know how much of a market there is for, you know, high-tech tractor guys, but, you know, you could be the first.
Tech and farming is definitely a big thing now, so Doug could definitely use it. Is this kind of tech gear wear?
Yes. It's got all kinds of apps in it, voice-activated things. Take your phone out of your pocket, and well, you don't have to, I think, right?
You keep your phone in your pocket. So if you're riding your bike in the city or wherever, and that's what this is their first piece of clothing. All of the technology is woven into the fabric, and it's actually washable. So that makes it.
So would you wear this just to sort of have it? Would you buy it? It's going to be a collector's item. Is that what this is, sort of like a Harley Davidson
jacket?
It just
makes using your technology easier. So, for example, instead of having to run your headphone cable up through and just kind of dangling loose, they run one up the pocket to the collar for you. And
yeah, but you know what I'm saying. If you buy all of these T-shirts, you can spend a lot of money for T-shirts that basically advertise something, like the Harley Davidson jacket. They're advertising Harley Davidson.
Right.
The Chevy truck logos on shirts.
This isn't about branding. This is about how
you're paying for it, too. It has a brand and it has a...
Doug's right. I mean, they obviously partnered with Levi's for a purpose because that brand is going to appeal to everyone, you know, loves a denim jacket, and Levi's is known for their denim jackets. So there is a point for them. Google's not making their own denim jackets now. They partnered with Levi's for the brand recognition.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it's exactly what you're saying. Right. Yes.
All right, Richie, would you buy one of these?
No, I don't think that I need to be that attached to my iPhone more than it already is that I
Kara,
need to.
Would you buy one for you or for Lewis?
Kara's in the other studio.
Victoria. It's okay. He calls me Kara now. Actually, I think that not just for cycling, but I think that having this in the city without constantly reaching into your pocket and pulling your phone out, just if you're just busy and you're walking around, I think this is great. And all of the jacket is programmable, so you can actually tell it what gestures. Like if you swipe your right, if you use your left hand to swipe your right cuff, that actually will tell the jacket to do something on your phone.
I'm going to try this. Hold on a second. Ready?
What happened?
How's that? The Great American Salute. Use that in your wear your jacket for that. Maybe
you can program it if you want to be hostile. Yes.
Right. Okay. This is right up Richie's alley. A craft beer company solving the plastic six-pack ring problem.
This is the best news ever.
It's great.
Saltwater Brewery down in Delray Beach has created edible six-pack rings that feed rather than kill marine life if the ring ends up in the ocean. Oh, we can't eat it. It's for the fish.
Humans can eat it. No, humans
can
eat it.
It's basically in the seaweed. I think it's made out of seaweed.
Beer byproducts. During the brewing process, they use barley. Remember the stuff I used to feed brewer's grain to my cows? That's what this is. This thing is made out of brewer's grain. Safe for humans, good for fish, 100% biodegradable, 100% compostable. I spent the afternoon yesterday on my bulldozer building up. You'd be in heaven if you came up to the farm, Victoria, and saw my compost pile.
It's
400 feet tall.
Whoa.
It's about maybe a quarter of an acre. And I
how
was
smelly
it
is
up.
It?
Oh, it's plenty smelly. Oh, yeah. No, it's plenty. I came home last night.
I'll bring
night.
My nose plug.
Yeah. Plenty smelly. But I have all kinds of things in there, and I hadn't moved it around. I hadn't. So you're supposed to aerate it and keep air. That's how it composts
right.
faster, and I haven't done that for about last year, I think. So we were spreading manure yesterday, and I was down back, and so I just got in the bulldozer and made my pile. I should take pictures of stuff like that. Probably we could put them on Twitter and Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Standing next to a 400 pile of
400 foot pile of
400
manure.
Foot pile of see, manure. Yeah,
that's your technology. That's you
yes.
are you are yep. doing a science experiment there.
Yeah, yes, totally.
Right, it is. Okay, so the only drawback for these rings, they're more expensive to produce.
Well, now they
I hope
are.
Customers will be willing to pay a bit more to help the environment. Would you do that, Richie? Would you pay more for a six-pack of beer with these sort of...
It depends on how much, but yeah. Well, I don't really drink a whole lot of canned beer anyway, but uh-huh. but yes, if I were to, and it were, you know, just
well,
a little
you
bit
use
more...
These on, you don't use these on bottles?
They no,
they're still
in
the old quarter of the
cardboard six-pack holder.
Cardboard.
Yeah, but now if a company like Pepsi or Coca-Cola
yeah.
started using this technology for all their six packs of cans, I mean, the environmental impact this could have is massive.
Yeah.
Someone finally solved this problem. I mean, I remember being a little kid, and I grew up at the ocean, and we would go and do ocean beach cleanup days, and we would take the six-pack rings and rip them all apart so that it wouldn't strangle marine life and they wouldn't swallow it whole. And this, they
and
finally solved this problem.
Back down on the ground?
No, but I mean, like, it then went to, you know, probably a landfill,
right.
which I'm also totally against. But at least if it ended up being dumped into the ocean, then it wouldn't have as bad of an impact.
That's one of the things that Bob and I were talking about as we drove back from New York. Rich, you took the train, so...
No, I drove.
And you didn't drive? Oh, that's right. You didn't tell me you drove. Yeah. And so Victoria is there, used to it. We were driving by. I think I saw two of them. No, three of them. I saw one on Long Island, one in Connecticut, and then actually we were driving back in Rhode Island, and we saw this huge mound, a tribute to our foolishness. What a waste, putting things in a landfill like that when they could be chewed up and ground up and used and then burned up.
Yeah, you would think nowadays
power.
That we would...
Jeepers, crow.
Yeah, we would be able to really make landfills almost unnecessary.
Yes. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you would. Three great ways to listen. Say that again, Doug. Three great ways to listen. If I say that quickly, three great ways. I had an extra on there. Three great ways to listen to the Good Day program when you're on the go. Go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app. If you do not have a smartphone, a dumb phone, you don't need app or internet, any of that stuff, if you call 605-477-3712. Have you done that, Richie? Or you've done
that?
I think you've
I haven't tried that yet. Right? No, I mean, I've got all these other ways to listen, so.
605. Well, you can use them. But if you don't happen to have that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call 605-477-3712. You won't get any, there's no charge if you have unlimited minutes. And does anybody have a plan anymore that doesn't have unlimited minutes?
I don't think so.
Imagine anybody would not have unlimited minutes. So if you want to listen to Doug anytime, the day or night, phone, anytime, anywhere, 605-477-3712.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good.
Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship. In with Bill Pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
All right, here we are at 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, focusing on technology. We spend an hour a week trying to help you understand what's out there, what you could be using, what you could be dreaming about. And this is something that I knew would happen. There was a first ever technology and engineering test conducted in England last week, and the girls outperformed the boys. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, announcing the results from a country-wide study of eighth graders, was performed last year. Girls outperformed boys, and let's see, this was by 3 points. White kids, Asian students performed better than their black and Latino counterparts. I don't think there's anything surprising about that. You?
No, my huh? kids, our community is a lot of Korean kids. And, man, let me tell you something. All of the after-school clubs that are tech-related, all filled with the Asian kids.
Girls prove they have the ability, Victoria, for better critical thinking skills so that they apparently will be able to succeed in the fields of technology and engineering. This is something akin to, like, veterinarians are now mostly women. Women have been more skilled, better at treating animals, and so more and more women, and as far as that's concerned...
I didn't know that. That's an interesting statistic.
More women by far in the veterinarial skills. One of the things I find also interesting is that there are more women applying and getting into postgraduates, like doctoral candidates. There are more women getting PhDs now, and more women going into medicine, more women, and those all require technological expertise.
Well, I think it's sort of been a stereotype against girls, and I remember I went to an all-girls high school, so we kind of had a different approach, but in terms of girls can do anything. But I do think that there does tend to be an emphasis or a stereotype that women aren't as good in the math and science disciplines as men, for whatever reason.
I went to my niece's graduation party yesterday from Towson University, and she is going to be working for a telephone company as a software engineer.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right, so the girls are better than the boys. Mm-hmm. So what do the girls say? Nah, 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 nah.
Who run the world? Girls.
Who runs the girl? No, that's probably not a good sign. A good song to be singing. Who runs the girls? Girls run the girls. All the girls in my life run themselves. No interference. Yeah, right. Run me around. 21 after. This is Good Day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour. This is the Tech Hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, experts all in our own right in the world of technology. So there's a company in San Francisco wants to put self-driving trucks on the highway. Did you see the video from this last Friday?
The tractor trailers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a driver.
Scares me.
Supposedly, the driver would be there, but it would eliminate two passenger cabs in favor of one. So this company, the Auto Corporation, wants to equip trucks with software, sensors, lasers, cameras, that sort of thing, so that the driver, when he gets tired, can get into the sleeper, the truck can keep going. So the driver can drive. It's like being on autopilot when the pilot can decide. You want to fly the plane yourself, or you want autopilot to fly the plane? This is autopilot for trucks. And they have to somehow or other figure out how to put into the software navigation for 220,000 miles of highways in our country. Somehow,
well, that's
somebody.
Easy. They've already got that.
You think that's easy? How's that easy?
Google Maps. I mean, it's already there.
Well, but it doesn't have the technology tied to running the trucks any more than running the cars. It's the same technology you need to have self-driving cars, isn't it?
Basically, I mean, I'm sure that there's a little bit of a difference just because they're so large, so maneuvering the vehicle. But, I mean, the mapping is already there.
The weird thing is when you watch the video, the truck kind of hugs the outer white line of driving. It's not really in the
stays
center
close
of
to the
lane.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it needs to be. That's safe.
Okay.
Here's kind of an interesting take on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just looked up the article, and here's the headline on IEEE.org. Auto self-driving truck company wants to replace Teamsters. Yeah. So think about it in the context of McDonald's replacing $15 an hour cashiers with touch screens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, think about
which is the way McDonald's is going anyway, so yeah.
Okay. Are we going to be able to replace these people that are being displaced by the technology, are those people going to be able to get jobs in technology to support the new things?
You know,
is there an evening balance?
Is that, that McDonald's, that previous McDonald's cashier can now be trained and get a job building the technology that's replacing them? Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great if you can do it. The idea is similar to the automated pilot. It's the same technology. Automatic, you know, there are trains that operate on their own now. I don't know how legal, it's not legal, it's just how practical that is. But, we use the same technology. Think about it this way. The trains that go from New York to Washington, how are they different than the train, for example, at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta or in Orlando, where you're getting these little two-car trains and there's nobody in the train? They just go back and forth on the track.
Oh, like the airport tram?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The airport train at Orlando or at Hartsfield or any. The Dallas-Fort Worth, they have them.
Well, we learned that.
But that's different, though, because if you're on Amtrak, you have so many other factors that can happen, and things can come onto the tracks, people can get stuck.
We learned last week that Amtrak derailment last year that killed 8 or 9
the guy
people.
Paying was attention. Didn't know where he was.
Was because the guy wasn't paying attention, and he didn't know where on the track he was and forgot that was the turn where he needed to slow down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
human error.
What about the going back and forth? I'm thinking about driving through Boston streets, for example, or Washington streets. These trucks can't drive themselves through those streets.
They're not allowed to be on those streets in Washington anyway. They have to go around.
But you know what I'm saying. You got to deliver stuff. Yeah. How are you going to deliver things? Who's going to unload the trucks? All that sort of thing.
There's just too many variables.
Thinking, that needs to go with this. But it's interesting conversation for sure, and interesting to imagine it. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Sprint taxes, surcharges, add-on premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade in a current working smart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stafford with my friends Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. One of the things that bugs me about using certain technology or use the ability in your email or in some franchise to sign up for things. Like I bought some things at the Home Depot for my new home. Skylights and windows and storm doors and stuff like that. And so even though I'm there's probably some fine print somewhere that says when you order online or you sign here or you give us your credit card, you give us the right to send you all of our crap. So every day, three or four times a day, I get this email from the Home Depot, and now I'm just going over to have them unsubscribe me because I don't want the stuff isn't necessary. Well, I know what I want and what I want to. It just is.
When you initially sign up, there is always an option to not get that email, and it will say get offers from Home Depot, and you can unselect it, but they will always usually check it for you, and you
they
need
do.
To
yeah, they do.
Uncheck it so that you won't get the emails in the first
that
place.
That takes time and is annoying.
I find that I spend a significant amount of my day unsubscribing from things.
You want me to,
or just deleting things. Delete.
Hold on. I have a service. Let me pull it up here. Unroll.me.
Yeah, I use that too, but I just have to add in all these new ones.
If you go to unroll.me and then enter your email address, it will go through your email and it will look for all of these type subscription emails that you have in your inbox. And then it will give you the option to say, do you want to just unsubscribe from these? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to take some of them and say, yeah, I still want this, but I want it all to show up in like one email. So what happens to me is about once a month I go to unroll.me and I enter my things, and there's certain ones where I'm like, I don't want this anymore. Yeah. But there are other ones where I'm like, you know what, that one still might come in handy from time to time. Go ahead and put it in my roll up. And once a day I get an email with all of those subscription emails in one email in my inbox.
Really?
So I can open it up and go, okay, is there anything in here I want? No, delete it. And it's one email in my inbox.
Yeah.
It's a great service.
That's handy.
Unroll.me.
Unroll.me.
Yeah.
All right. So my mind was wandering during our pause at the bottom of the hour. We were talking in the last half hour about automated trucks and comparing them to the idea to have self-driving cars and what it's like to be a pilot in a plane when it's on autopilot. So I'm just using my imagination to see or think, how far out can this go? Can we, you know, there are a lot of movies today that have artificial actors in them. The video games that have these made-up humans that, or the things in there supposed to look like humans. Can we ever imagine in our mind when there'll be no more humans playing baseball, but they'll have robots
football,
throwing the football, baseball, hockey, any of these?
I see football being a virtual sport within the next 50 years.
Yeah. So how will that work? So that people won't get hurt because it'll be robots out in the field. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, people still want the action. They still want the competitiveness. But as you can see with all of the situations with everybody getting beat up and knees and head,
it's trauma.
They're going to move to some sort of
why would that
sport.
Be appealing? Would you go to watch a football game played by a bunch of robots?
You won't go anywhere. You'll watch it on your TV.
Would you watch it on your TV?
Let me tell you what else is going to become a huge sport in the next 10 years. Drone racing. This sport is made for television because of all of the cameras inside them. These drones are doing 80, 90 miles an hour, flying through the tightest courses and places, and it is made for television. The wrecks.
That's a good idea.
It's happening.
Where?
There are races and leagues all over the country where drone racing, where they have one and two cameras per drone, and all you need to televise that is to tap into the wireless camera feed on the drones, and all of a sudden you've got a TV show and it's exciting.
Really?
Yeah. And going back to the football question, I'm assuming there would be individually operated robots playing football, right? So, like, you would still need a coach and a coaching staff and strategy and everything. I think that could actually be really exciting to watch.
What is it? ABC on Monday nights. My kids and I watch BattleBots, where people build robots that fight each other. These little...
Both your children watch this?
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
What, with all this fighting and violence?
No, it's little robots, I don't know, about the size of, I don't know, 2 feet by 2 feet, and they're 8 to 10 inches high or whatever, and they get inside this caged dome, and the people who operate the robots are on the outside of the glass of the dome, and one robot tries to destroy the other one, and they have saws, they have flames, they have it's amazing, it's great.
Family, it's like a video game come to life.
Yeah, family
it
entertainment.
Is, it is family entertainment.
All right, well, let's compare that to the new Adele video. That is, I just looked at a little piece of it, described as dizzying because of all of the activity. This, when you look at movies, I mean, this is just like a small movie. and you see all of these things. Maybe we're talking about the same thing, Richie. All of these things, the techniques that can be used, using the creativity. I don't even begin to understand how you can hit some keys on a keyboard and create the stuff that's being created in movies and videos, any of this stuff. I don't understand it. You can watch it and maybe enjoy it, but the understanding that it takes, and it's like second nature. Like for me, getting on a tractor and driving it is second nature, or riding a bike, or swimming, or any number of activities. That's like second nature to us. So for the people who are probably Victoria's age and younger, maybe Kara's age and younger, there's nothing challenging about this. They know how to operate all this stuff.
But when you're born with it, and it's just part of your...
I mean, think about me trying to drive a tractor. That would be a disaster.
Well, you could be taught how to do it.
Taught how to do all this stuff, too.
Well, that's what Rishi says. I learn when I need to. I learn when I come around to thinking, okay, it's time for me to do this, that, and
you're a funny individual because I can send you to Machu Picchu with a tin can and a microphone, and we can figure out a way to get on
it. Work. Yeah.
But yet, I can hand you a smartphone, and you're pretty well useless. So you are technically, if that backhoe breaks and a pin falls out, or the hydraulics start to leak or something like that, you can figure out. So you are technologically minded. You have a great technical mind. Just when it comes to computers, there's that disconnect for you. So it's really you're an interesting case study.
Thank you. Here I am, Mr. Interesting. Let's bring people up to date with the remaining week of May being a part of National Blood Pressure Month. So we have been talking for, Richie, a year and a half about Superbeats? How long have we been talking about that?
Yeah, at least.
Science. These are science-backed formulas for Superbeats and the companion product Neo 40. Both of them have a teaspoon of dried powdered beets. In terms of what's in the Superbeats, is a canister of powder. You take a teaspoon, dump it in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and zumba bumba, you have almost immediate energy. It sometimes takes 20 minutes or so for it to really crank in, but you can get it. And by the way, there's a special now. You can save about 50%, actually, get free shipping when you call 800-655-4183. Yet another incentive to take care of your heart, take care of your blood pressure, get blood by opening up using Super Beats and Neo 40. It's all nitric oxide, and that in your system opens up your arteries, gets the blood everywhere around your body.
Interesting.
It really is.
I was walking through REI. Do you know what REI is?
REI is a sports store.
It's like an outdoors and sports store, right, for camping, biking, hiking, whatever it is. Uh-huh. And on the supplement shelves, they have beet products there. Mm-hmm. And I walked by, and there they had Super Beats, too.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
All these outdoors people are using it.
So you want to get it at the right price, and that's why you'll call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order it there. Take Super Beats every day like we all are doing. I've been using it now for well over a year. It works. I can feel the energy. Gives me all kinds of pickup, and we need that. We get up early in the morning. Got to make it through the afternoon. I don't want to fall asleep on a tractor. So that's why I'm on to Super Beats big time. Neo 40, take that early in the morning instead of coffee. Put it on your tongue. It'll dissolve and immediately is absorbed into your system. Gives you that charge that you need to get started, to get the cobwebs out, as it were, early in the morning. Both of them work the same way. No beet taste. It's Super Beats. 800-655-4183. One more time. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com as well. One more time for the number for Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a focus on technology in this hour of the program. People used to go to Netflix to binge watch a program before the new season came out on network or cable, but now Netflix is running reruns of original shows. We found that. We found Scandal. Meredith said to me last week, I've never seen Scandal, and I only watched it when I'm on the plane to catch up. But now they're all of these, the first episode, first season of these things you can watch on Netflix. And now, apparently...
sure, Hulu too.
Right, but apparently they're also running the original shows from the networks as well as their own shows. That's what I find interesting. That, yep. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Hulu is owned by the networks. So if you're looking for old seasons of network shows, that's a great place to find them as
well. Yeah, it is. It's so much stuff, my God. How do you keep track of it? That's it. Man.
Pick and choose, brother. Pick and choose.
Business as usual. All right, more coming up 15 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 53 at the hour, it's Tech Talk time, an hour of technology with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The USA Today technology section had a focus on old phones or just plain old gadgets, it looks like, Richie.
Gadgets laying around the house. Like, for example, I have an old iPhone 3 laying around. What are you going to do with that thing, right? One of the things that they say, and two interesting points, actually, all cell phones, by law, are supposed to have the capability to be able to dial 911, whether it has service or not.
Really?
So just keeping an old phone charged in some place, you know, maybe the glove box or something where you might need it for 911 service. But more interestingly, use it as a surveillance camera. If you want to, let's say you have a roommate that you think is doing something in your bedroom, and you can just set it up in the corner, download an app onto it, and leave it hooked up to your Wi-Fi in your house, and you can see what it's seeing all day long on your app on your phone that you're carrying around. Or you can use it as a baby monitor. So instead of having to go out and buy some kind of a house monitor, you can just use that old device to do it. So there's two apps. If you're using an Android, you can use Salient Eye. And if you have an iPhone, you can use Manything. Those are two apps that you can use for surveillance. Let's say you have an old iPad or an old Android tablet laying around. Use it as a digital photo frame. Set it up on the end table. Load a bunch of pictures on it. There's plenty of apps that will rotate pictures. And instead of going out and spending $100 on one of these photo frames, you can just use old technology.
Yeah, my friend did that once. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
It looks cool.
And Doug, this is actually one that we did for you. You can revive an old computer. Let's say you have an old Windows computer, and it won't update to the latest, greatest version of Windows just because it's the motherboard won't talk to the new...
Sounds like what I'm doing right now.
Right. So what you can do is you can use Linux. Linux is an open source free operating system that you can
download.
Don't
I have it on my call commander?
And the computer, the laptop that you have sitting right next to you was a laptop that I bought probably 10 to 12 years ago.
Right.
Paid $600 for it. It was worthless. I was going to throw it out. I ended up having my engineers here put Linux on it. Put Call Commander on it, and it's still being useful to you 10 or 12 years later into service.
It is.
And then apparently Chrome is coming out with a free OS that you can load on computers as well. That's kind of a minimal, very basic user system, operating system, that will run on old computers. So before you chuck that computer away, see if maybe there's something that you can use it for, something for just else. A basic daily thing, and put one of these basic operating systems on it.
Yeah, Linux.
Linux. It's great. Linux. All of my computers here at the studio are Linux.
All right. So, always we're coming up with ideas. The reason that we have this program, what I'm trying to do with this, is to tell you what's going on in a way that we can all understand it. If I can understand it, anybody can understand it. And to bring you up to date on what may be around the corner, up the street, or over the horizon. And then there's the anecdotal things like Google and how important they are to our society. Imagine, in what, 10, 12, 15 years, Google has become these four or five companies, Apple, Amazon. Look at how they've taken over our
lives.
When
I think about the fact that YouTube is only like 7 years old, it blows my mind.
Right. Well, look at Uber, even.
Yeah.
How quickly that developed. So it's not surprising that Google has a lot of access to the White House. Somebody did a study, somebody needed to get a life, of visitor logs, showed 427 meetings between Google officials and administration officials over the last year. The lobbyist for Google is Joanna Shelton. She visited the White House 128 times, more than any other lobbyist. Google officials have been to the White House 427 times with 363 meetings. The first meeting they had last year was about the snooping, the NSA snooping. That was something put together by Zuckerberg and the Google people.
That's close to every other day they're at the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, this technology stuff, is whether it's because there's politics or because it's good for business, I mean, there are all kinds of reasons that it makes sense, but is it out of the noise? Is it not fair to have them have so much access to the administration?
I wonder if they stayed in the Lincoln bedroom.
The two boys, are these guys gay?
No, the Google reps. They probably had access to the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah.
I probably wired it up.
Yeah, I mean, once you go in there, you never
expect
to see some dramatic pictures of the White House soon on a Google near you. 59 past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.